Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Of course, there are two websites. We got another great broadcast Kat has put together. Pastor Wright. I call him America's pastor, Pastor Nicholas Wright. He is, it's been a while since he's been on. A lot of news that we'll discuss with him, current events, 501c3. We're going to talk about what he did with his church, getting out of 501c3. Here's actually a pastor taking his church and pulling it out of 501c3, moving it into a foundation. We're excited about that and other topics. We'll ask him, of course, about California, Pastor George, the story that we talked about last week. And we're going to do news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here again, Dan.
Well, as you can
hear, another great day in America.
Absolutely. If you can hear the difference, Kevin's in another room. He cussed last week at the on radio, so we whipped
him. No, down in the barn. Tell the truth. I'm down in the barn.
Yeah, we whipped him with 20 lashes and threw him down in the barn for it. We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna do the news, and then we'll.
I'm sorry too. It just popped out.
We'll do the news and then get to Pastor Wright. What's the biggest story? Coming off the weekend, there's always a lot of news. What's the biggest story that you see, Kev?
I don't know if you've heard about it, but this trial out in California. Extem Express CEO admits selling beating baby hearts. Ooh. Intact baby heads. And at the Dalian hearing, Dalian is the name of the last guy, his last name. It begs the question, how did they get these fully intact human children? You know, September 6, 2017, the CEO of Stem Express admitted in court, this is in court, under oath, Thursday, that her biotech company supplied beating fetal hearts and intact fetal heads to medical researchers. She also admitted in preliminary hearings that David Delinigan and Sandra Merritt of the Center of Medical Process that the baby heads could be procured attached to the body or torn away.
Man, oh my gosh! What the? Let me.
So disgusting.
Let me go back a little bit. You said this is a trial, so we'll get into the details of what is happening here. But you said a trial. Talk about the trial a little bit. Put it in the context.
Yeah. Here's the. There's two Merritt and Deladin. I have a hard time pronouncing that. They are from CPN. And they wanted to go undercover and film this lady. You know, they were pretending that they were a biotech and they wanted some body parts. And they met this lady at a restaurant and then they filmed her. You know, we're from biotech. We need whole babies. We need this. We need that. We that, that. And she told the whole thing. And they, this is back in 2015. And so they filmed it and put it up online and exposed it. Well, for them exposing, you would think that it would be the Stem Express being taken to court. No, it's the whistleblowers that are taken to court. Denilin and Merritt are charged with 15 felony counts of illegal taping confidential information in connection with undercover visiting. And released in 2015.
Okay, let's stop right there. This is obviously a massive story, ladies and gentlemen, and this is really a Achilles heel to the abortion industry if this can get out. Now we've seen with vaccines, you know, with cigarettes. Okay, in the 20s, scientists knew that there was trouble with cigarettes. They knew it in the 20s. It took till 1968, I believe, to have a warning. Okay, it took a lot because there was a huge corporate push to present an alternative reality that, oh, cigarettes are good for you. Doctors are good for you. Okay. Same thing with vaccines. We've seen that. We've seen 20 years since Dr. Wakefield came out and just raised questions about vaccines. This is fascinating because there really is no defense for it. All they can do is say it is happening or it isn't happening. And it looks like the courts and everything, it looks like their strategy is to just say, this is not happening at all. And we will never let something like this happen again. That's what it seems like.
Well, it's a warning to any whistleblowers. Don't do it, because that 15 counts that they're charged with could put them in jail for 45 years. So this is big time.
So 45 years. So they could have walked into a Walmart and gunned down everybody in Walmart, and they wouldn't be in jail 45 years.
And they wouldn't have got 45 years. But this is, and they're so arrogant, these people.
These people who? The courts or the abortion?
No, the abortion people. I guess they figured that, we own the courts and everybody's paid off. And once we get to court, the judge will rule in our favor and won't have them speak about, delivering body parts or whatever. So when they questioning the lady from STEM Express, they asked her about, well, is it true that you can deliver beating baby hearts and intact heads? And she said, well, I would prefer not to answer that because of death threats. And I guess she thought that would be the end. Yeah, that would be the end of it. And then they'd okay, let's move on, But no, the judge says, no, you are answering the question that is pertinent to this case. Answer it. And she said, yes.
Where do you think this is going? They were in a restaurant. It's not like they stole with the people on trial. The whistleblowers went and stole confidential information or anything.
Yeah.
They're in a restaurant. The person next to them could have overheard the conversation.
Absolutely. There's no privacy in the public. None. That's already been established fact for years. That's why they can put cameras on the streets and watch you and listen to you while you're out in the street, because you have no expectation of privacy when you're in the public.
That's a very good point. That's the impetus for all this security grid going up. Now they're going to go against it on this. Do you got a sense of how this is going to go in the story?
No, I have no, because I thought for sure that the judge was going to rule in their favor and say, okay, let's move on. You don't have to tell it. If the judge was in the pocket of STEM Express, So I don't know. I really don't know. The trial's not over, but we'll see how it ends up. It's a big story.
This is insane.
Story.
How in the world did it get to? I mean, who is prosecuting? Obviously, somebody. This is in
Nitwits.
California.
California. Yeah, Nitwits. I never even heard of this thing back in 2015, and they're going to bring it up, and so the whole world hears it now. Over to try to put two people in jail as a warning for do not secretly film us or tell about us. It doesn't make any sense. The risk is so great and the reward is nothing,
This is, I think this is a huge Achilles heel. People, see, my wife didn't even know this. I brought this up to my wife before the broadcast. I said, did you know that? And her floor about it. She went in the other room and started cussing, throwing things. She was mad. She didn't know about this.
I didn't even mention the details of it. It's totally, I almost cried. So gross.
Well, I don't want to get.
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting into it. I'm just. You can look it up for itself. I'm sure it's going to be out in the.
Basically, let me summarize here. You tell me where I've misconstrued. You have biotech companies like this STEM Express. They are buying intact, alive babies, or certainly their organs, but probably the whole babies from
it's the exact same thing that the governor from Virginia said, Ralph
Northrop,
Norman,
whatever his name was. Foghorn Leghorn.
Remember when he was being interviewed and he goes, I'll tell you exactly how this is going to go down. The woman is going to have the baby. We are going to keep it comfortable. And then after it's comfortable, the lady is going to ask their doctor and decide what to do with the baby. And boy,
oh my God. You got to do it with and that was right after New York just passed that horrific.
Virginia is about to do the same.
You got to do it with an accent. I'll tell you exactly how this will happen. the mother will, under heavy sedation, will make a decision and will wait till the baby's born and keep it comfy. We'll tuck it in and read it a bedtime story, and then a decision will be made, and then we'll sell the body parts off to the highest bidder. How about that?
Yeah.
He left that part out.
And I left a lot of parts out where if you deliver a whole baby, you make 10 times as much as if you just deliver the parts. So that's where that Virginia governor was coming from.
See, I think this is the Achilles heel of the abortion industry, because most people in America, most, do not agree with abortion. Now, it's pretty close to 50-50, but I think it's even over 50 on the side of no now. But they think, well, I may not agree with abortion, but I don't want to make a woman, choose. That's what they feel like right now. If they knew this was going on, that's going to push to 60% or 65%.
I think more, especially some of the comments in here is they if it's really close to being birthed, they'll sometimes knock out the woman, and then when she wakes up, oh, your baby died in delivery. Well, meanwhile, they whisk it away.
Where did you hear that from? The same article?
No, it was in a different article. I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, now you're accusing him of stealing babies. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. I mean, that would be on trial for... I don't know. Who knows? We've had former occultists, former Satanists, let's just tell it like it is, reformed Satanists who came in on this show. They said the linchpin of the spiritual control over America is abortion.
Oh, yeah. By far, yeah. Ties right into it. Human sacrifice. All that stuff. Yeah, terrible.
Well, let's go on with some other news. Okay. That's an important story. I guess the decision will come down soon. How in the world did this go to trial? That makes me... let's just go on. Guns, government funding, and calls for impeachment. Congress returns to a crowded agenda. All those things are online. I don't think there's anything... newsworthy, really, except maybe the impeachment part of this. Lawmakers are searching for common ground on lowering prescription drug prices. What? I don't understand this. I don't. Yeah, but we mean looking for common ground. How hard is it to find common ground? The common ground should start, and I mean start at. Well, in Canada, the drug is $10. Why is it $20 here? That should be the starting place of this discussion.
And whatever they pay in Canada, we're the biggest consumers of drugs.
Right, so we should be even lower.
Cut a better deal than $10. It probably should be $5 because we consume so many.
Aides to Pelosi and select group of House Democrats have been working largely behind closed doors on a prescription drug plan, one that would allow the federal government to negotiate prices with pharmaceutical companies. This is insane. If you want to know the dysfunction in this government, the biggest buyer of drugs in the world is the federal government through Medicare and all the other federal, insurance programs in the world. And they're not allowed to negotiate drug prices now because Congress has put a clamp on them. Are you kidding me? What more do you need to know? De Blasio, our buddy up in New York, he's on a panel on public education. And in this discussion, he's trying to get rid of the gifted program in New York. And do you have any idea why? Just audience, just guess. Just why would you want to get rid of the gifted program? His answer was, it's racist to have gifted programs for smart kids. Everyone must be equally dumbed down in the name of social justice. Well, he didn't say that. I added that other part.
I know you did. That's excellent. He segued that in perfectly. That was... You had me going there for a second.
Well, he did say it's racist.
I bought it. He's so damn dumb, that guy. That
there you go, cussing. See, that's why you're in the barn.
That was dang.
that's why.
So dang dumb.
Well, he said that he did say that it's racist. because all the people are, that's mostly white and Asian children are in the gifted program, so that's racist. New York Times reporter Eliza Shapiro blasted the panel for, quote, alienating tens of thousands of mostly white and Asian families whose children are enrolled. It turns out that if you're smart and want to succeed, you can be shamed, mocked, or held back, this reporter said from the New York Times. Wow. All based on the color of your skin. Well, that's what it sounds like to me. If Bill de Blasio goes forward with this, he's telling children if your skin is white or your ancestors are from Asia, then you must dumb yourself down or else you are racist in your pursuit. That was from the New York Times article. Interesting. Go ahead.
Did de Blasio come up with that wonderful idea with this 7 hours he worked that whole week 2 weeks ago?
The what? Say
that again? Traced him and he worked 7 hours in a whole week. Some reporter was checking how much work he did down at the.
He had a rough week. I mean, it was heavy lifting that week. Let's go to the. Let's go back to the hurricane. You know, obviously, the hurricane landed in Carolinas. We've fortunately moved past that part of it. Now the cleanup. The Bahamas was much not as fortunate. There's thousands of survivors. They're desperate to evacuate the wrecked Bahamas as the death toll rises to 44. Including, they're hoping to catch a ride to South Florida. So now they all want to come to South Florida. The Bahamas and South Florida lie just 180 miles or so apart. Almost everyone on the Baco seems to have connections across the straits. And after Dorian raked the island, now they want to start over and they want to come to Florida. Big story out of AP. Marchers ask Trump to, quote, liberate Hong Kong as clashes erupt. The situation in Hong Kong is getting... what would you say? More elevated, more conflict, mm-hmm. not less?
Intense.
I think that's a good word. Now, we said quite a while ago they should have blew up that bridge.
We did.
And so,
they
didn't. Tanks came across, soldiers came across that bridge, and now they're asking Trump to liberate Hong Kong. What do you think? What responsibility does America have here to Hong Kong, do you think?
Right now, probably none. I don't think Trump wants to get involved. He's negotiating with...
we sit here and we justify so many of our actions, you know, our democracy, spreading democracy, to saying, well, we have to liberate these poor people. We need to, you know, help freedom grow. And now here's a clear case of something like that, and now we're going to ignore them? I mean, it seems a little hypocritical, doesn't it, or double standard at the very least.
Well, I'm sure we're sending, you know, covert people in there trying to help them and sending money and stuff in there.
They need to listen to that Warren Zevon song, Send Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Lawyers, Guns, and Guns and Money, yeah.
crates of AK-47s.
Yeah, the Chinese did relent on that one thing, but the protesters said, no, we want all five.
Well, they know what the giga.
And that's a smart. Yeah, they're smart. They know it. Yeah, they know they can't relent. It's all or nothing.
Well, that's, I wish in America we'd feel that way, all or nothing. Top MIT official resigns in wake of explosive report on donations facilitated by Jeffrey Epstein. Joy Ito, the director of the media lab at MIT, resigned this weekend. And the university is calling for an independent investigation following explosive allegations that he and at least one other person made efforts to really bury Jeffrey Epstein's name when in association with these donations. And he was integral. And you'll never guess who he helped get $2 million donation from. His buddy, apparently, Bill Gates. Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, those billionaires, they got money everywhere. So you look at any big company, they probably donated something to somebody, you know?
Well, it gives them influence.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's influence.
After Trump calls off talks, Afghanistan braces for violence. You heard about the... They're supposed to talk to the Taliban, and then there was some bomb or whatever. I mean, anybody could have threw a bomb. CIA could have done it because they didn't want talks. I mean, anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody could have done it, and he broke off talks, yeah.
I mean, he had them there, or almost did. He should have at least listened to what they had to say. The chances of that being, CIA or Taliban or somebody in their organization just not wanting peace. So anyway,
exactly.
Former South Carolina rep Mark Sanford, he launches a GOP primary challenge against President Trump. I'm here to tell you now that I'm going to get in, Sanford said on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace after weeks of speculating regarding whether he will enter the race. Of course, he's the one that was said he was hiking and then was found out to be in Thailand or something with his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend, yeah.
Or something.
That was the end of him.
Well, so we thought.
He ain't got a prayer. He doesn't have a prayer to challenge Trump. I don't think anybody does, to be honest with you.
Well, House Judiciary Committee set to finally formalize impeachment investigation. I get tired of even hearing this. They're going to vote as early as the middle of this week to formalize the impeachment investigation into Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. The resolution that will be up for a vote is set to lay out the procedures that will be used in the investigation. Well, they got to keep investigating, or else, you know, right. What are they going to do? Then the investigation turns back on the deep state. It's, you know, it's a typical technique. It's pretty effective, obviously. This story is, I think, important. I think it's obvious to people, or should be. I hope it is. Democratic Representative Clyburn. He says the Bill of Rights wouldn't pass in today's climate. Quote, he says, I run into people every day who would like to see much of those guarantees uprooted. I really believe sincerely the climate that we're in today, if the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution were put before the public today, I am not too sure that we would hold on to the Bill of Rights, especially when I see what people are doing with the Second Amendment and no telling what they would do with the First Amendment. We're coming on the break here in just a second. You know, talking to Joel Skousen, and he says the Second Amendment wasn't clear. That bothered me so much. I mean, can he not read? I mean, it's the same thing with all these. Yeah. It's extremely clear.
And then if it's not clear, just in the Second Amendment, read the Federalist Papers.
Read the guy. George Mason is the author of the Second Amendment. George Mason wrote it. He said the militia is the people, and it says the militia being necessary for a free state and the right of the free people. It's, you got to know grammar. You got to know how to read. The militia is necessary. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Two different sentences. I mean, if anything, you can say he should have used, well, it should. It doesn't matter. They don't follow the Constitution anyway. Can you imagine a convention? No. Oh, my gosh. This is a joke. The only place it lives, ladies and gentlemen, is your heart. And I hope on your refrigerator. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching, and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
It's not every day that we add a product to the Power Mall. And, you know, we're very picky about what we add and who we get it from. But we're adding another product, collagen, and Kessinger will be on tomorrow to talk about this. You can get, while we have the supply, you may want to jump on this. I think this is going to be a big seller. Things like your joints, your hair, your skin, you know, everything. Why are we having arthritis? Why are we having all this? What is breaking down in our bodies? Well, we need collagen, and we need a good source of collagen that's non-GMO, that's actually going to do what it needs to do. And so we've gotten it. We have received it from Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice. The new collagen is going to be added. That's on sale, and he'll talk about that tomorrow. Along with everything else from North American Urban Spice, the Oreganol, the Vitamin C, the Orega Max, which is for your kidneys, the Orega Spray, which can actually be used as a bug spray. I didn't know, or bug repellent. I wouldn't do that. Catherine was telling me that people use that. I don't like the smell of it that way. I would use it to disinfect like a shopping cart or something. I wouldn't spray it on me to ward off bugs. It'll ward off everybody. There's other things you can use for that. But it certainly works really good as a disinfectant spray. The Orega Resp, which is for your lungs. The Black Seed, which is incredible. Helps with just about everything. And of course, the collagen. And the vitamin C, there's a story from the end of last week, Dr. Abel came on, said to take good sources of vitamin C to tighten up your floaters. Well, Jay, she has a situation with floaters, and she's been doubling up the last few days. We'll get her progress. I think it's really been working for her. And you got to have a good, again, all these things work if we have a little knowledge and the right type and the right source. So that's what we do over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. iComplex CS is on sale also. And you can auto ship this. We're adding things that you can auto ship to make it easy for you, for us to serve you better. We'll give you a discount. Also auto ship for Kirkman, iComplex, Strauss Heart Drops, all you can auto ship at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I want to tell you, I know I say this a lot, and maybe these things start to go over your head, and they don't mean as much. But really, We're here because of your purchases, and you've been buying. We've had a lot of new customers. I want to say welcome. Thank you so much for your support. It means a lot. And we wouldn't be able to have the guests and the things we do without you. So we continue to need your support. Any donation you want to give, you know, if everybody would just listen and give a donation every month or every couple months, we wouldn't, you know, have to push these things so much, but we do. But we'd have the Power Mall anyway because it's a big part of our mission. You know, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And you can't be those things unless health is a component of this. And so your real true potential. So either way, we thank you so much for your purchases and donations. And you have told us over and over and over again how much it has meant to you. ThePowerMall.com. There's a ton of things there for you to purchase that deserve your attention. If you have never purchased from us or it's been a while, we're going to give you a special discount for first time buyers. First 10, FIRST 10 at checkout, or you can, when you call, tell Jay that you're a newcomer or a new purchaser or haven't bought in quite a while, and we'll give you that discount. We really believe we have something that needs your attention, deserves your attention, and for you to purchase. So, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. If you want to call the show, if you have anything on your mind, whatever, we'll try to get you in. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Anytime you want, we would love to hear from you. We're getting more callers. I know a lot of our audience, when we switch over, you know, you know everything that happened from GCN and what, you know, all that deal. And if you've listened for a long time, and so a lot of you aren't even listening live, but we've seen a new uptake of people that are listening live, and we love it. So feel free to call in. You got a comment, you got a question, you know, you like Uncle Kevin's watch, you don't like it, you know, whatever, anything. We'd love to hear from you. This is your show, independent media brought by you, sponsored by you. So check that out. And, of course, as we mentioned before, Pastor Wright, America's pastor, will be here a little later in about a half hour, discuss some many important subjects, including 501c3 and what he did to get his church out of 501c3. What a success story. What a success story. People can replicate this. Getting back to the news, or before we get to the news, my wife sent me all the time Facebook. You got to dig through about 5 million if I'm exaggerating, probably about 500 posts before you get one just real gem, or maybe 5,000. I don't know. Anyway, she sent me this story. This little girl in school kind of fits everything we talk about here. In school, the teacher is presenting whales and talking about whales and says that it's impossible the way the whale structure for a whale to swallow a human. A human can't get into a whale's mouth and what have you, into their body. And the teacher said, well, Jonah was swallowed by a whale. The little girl did. And the teacher said, well, that's impossible. Jonah was not swallowed by a whale because that's impossible because whales can't swallow people. And the little girl says, well, yes, he was. He was swallowed by a whale. And the teacher said, that's impossible, little Susie. And little Susie says, well, when I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah. And the teacher says, well, what if Jonah goes to hell, Susie? And Susie said, well, then you can ask him, teacher. There you go. The logic of a little child.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was. I thought it was cute. Democrats make renewed push for election security. When you hear that, I don't get nervous at all. That doesn't scare me at all. That doesn't, you know, the government wanting to do anything, war on drugs, war on cancer, you know, that's worked so well. So now they're going to secure elections. Yeah, sure. Australian deploys.
What's the seven worst words that you'd hear? Seven or eight?
Nine. It's nine. Ronald Reagan.
Nine. See,
yeah. I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Here to help. Somebody says that, you run.
Yeah. Those poor people in Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We must continue our, here, now you got me. I'll go read more. This is, Chucky Schumer is involved with this, and Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader.
Well, they've already reached, there's a bunch of them that already reached, South Florida.
No, I'm past that. I'm talking about this election. I'm talking about the election stuff. We must continue our push to protect our elections at the federal, state, and local levels, especially in the upcoming Senate appropriations process. Schumer wrote, while criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So Mitch McConnell is you know, not letting these votes come up. So Mitch is blocking this. The House may take up additional legislation to strengthen election security. What in the world does that mean? What does that even mean? Isn't it already against the law? This is like guns. Isn't it already against the law to shoot somebody? Isn't it already against the law to meddle in elections? Did you see Russia came out on Google and said, look, if you don't comply with this, we're going to consider you in violation of our election. So you better toe the line. None of this algorithm stuff that you've been doing in America. We're not going to tolerate it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I heard it.
Australia deploys world's first law to fight online extremism. This sends a chill up and down my back even worse than
it
the
sure
last story.
Does.
In the first application
sure
of
does.
A controversial new law passed in the wake of the terror attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand, Australian authorities, there's that word, authority of what, have ordered 5 websites to remove extremist content to face prosecution, according to the Financial Times. Prosecution? These are fringe websites that revel in gore and hatred. All of them are based overseas. They revel in gore and hatred. You mean like CNN?
Yeah.
They revel in gore and
exactly.
hatred. You mean like CNN?
Yeah.
In a separate move, Canberra ordered Australia ISPs to block access to 8 other websites that continue to allow access to the video of the attacks. Well, I think it would be important to see that video. I mean, to scrutinize it. Can we not scrutinize? Can we not ask questions about that video? Yeah. Do you drink enough water to balance your blood sodium? The amount of water consumed by a person affects the amount of sodium in his body. Drinking too much leads to hypernatremia, while skipping on hydration causes hypernatremia. Since both conditions are harmful, people must strive to get the right amount of water each day. Well, that's good advice. Mascot
your
madness.
Well or water in your water.
Yeah, you want to hydrate yourself, not irrigate yourself.
That's right.
School spirit symbols on the chopping block nationwide. You knew it was only a matter of time. Here's some of the mascots that are being removed from the different schools. Number one, there again, the Betsy Ross flag and whatever. I'm telling you, this is not some isolated incident. This is some coordinated attack. Number one, the Colonials. Despite the school being named after an actual colonial, students at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. have launched a campaign to replace the colonial mascot with one without so deep a connection to colonization. So George Washington okay. Colonials, they want to get rid of the name Colonials. Wow. Pioneer. That's offensive. After failed attempts to replace the retired mascot, Denver Boone, the University of Denver now has no official mascot. Until recently, the school's Pioneer nickname was the only remaining official unifying symbol for students. But that's controversial. That's controversial. Pioneer is controversial. Prospector Pete, the 49er, is relieved of his duties because he represented the California Gold Rush, or as the university president put it, a time in history when the indigenous peoples of California endured subjugation, violence, and threats of genocide. Do you see what this is? He just told you a time in history. They want to erase times in history. It has nothing to do with whether what Prospector Pete mining gold or not. It's the time in history. This is the revolution, the color revolutions of Mao Zedong.
China,
Soviet Russia, Lenin. You tear down the past to remake it. That's what this is about.
That's right.
University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini, Chief Illiniwek, they're going to get rid of him. Cowboys, Wyoming, the Wyoming Cowboys, they're going to get rid of that because that is a male, heterosexual-dominated symbol. I'm not kidding. It invokes a white, macho, male, able-bodied, heterosexual, U.S.-born person.
Is any of these colleges pushing back?
Well, I don't know. Some of these have not removed. Some have. So, it's happening as we speak. Any possible Native American mascot you haven't heard of yet? Blah, blah, blah. There's a story. Russia accuses Google, Facebook of election interference. Yeah. It's pretty obvious. Anybody outside of America, we're centered. It's pretty clear. Map shows cities where deadly 5G cell towers are being rolled out. Do you live in one of these? There's a story on the Power Hour Fukushima.com. You can click on news, story out of natural news. Ultra high speed 5G is being rolled out, and you can see the kind of the map. California, of course, figures big into this. Sacramento, San Diego, San Jose, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Eastern cities, Boston, Washington, D.C., Orlando. I guess Mickey Mouse loves 5G, I guess. Jacksonville, Charlotte, Providence, Raleigh, in the middle of the country, Denver. There's Salt Lake City. Well, you can't have a Betsy Ross flag, but you can certainly wave 5G. What if 5G offends me? What if 5G is used for hate group? Yeah, you see, oh, gosh. Dallas, Austin.
I live next to a 5G tower, that's for sure.
Stellar flare on Jupiter. Go ahead.
That thing wouldn't be standing by the next morning if I lived one by one.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Exactly.
Stellar flare on Jupiter-sized star, 10 times more explosive than any event on the sun, reveals experts. There's a solar thing. James McCanney's going to be on later this week. Maybe we'll save that. New York governor urges halt to all vaping amid lung disease outbreak. Oh, a chemically filled nicotine substance in an aerosol spray. Nothing could possibly go wrong there.
Well, the tobacco company wants them gone, so they're going to have it gone. They're way more.
Why? They'll just buy them. They'll just regulate them and buy. They'll buy them all up, and then regulate it to be a certain way and make it impossible for competition. They'll shut off competition. That's what they'll do.
Because
people don't want to smoke.
Well. Yeah, they want it gone, so it's going to be gone. It's like that.
Researchers producing human pancreas inside animal body. Again, what could possibly go wrong growing human parts inside sheep or cows or whatever?
Yeah, they're doing it right now.
End child marriage in the U.S., you might be surprised at who's opposed. I don't understand this story. This is a weird story. A bill that would have ended child marriage in Idaho, which has no minimum age for couples who want to wed, died in the state house this year. Republican lawmakers who control the legislature opposed it, said it went too far. Obviously, I'm against child marriage, but basically marriage is a contract between people that shouldn't require government permission. Okay, I agree with that. I've always said it's just like my gay brother-in-law. When this subject comes up, this caused a lot of problems in the family. I'm of the opinion the government shouldn't have anything to say about marriage. Just what? Why should the government have anything to say about it? That's my feeling.
They should. Zero. Stay out of it. It's like 99.9 other things they should stay out of.
Well, this is how they get the. And everybody said, well, right, 12-year-olds shouldn't marry. Okay, 12-year-olds probably shouldn't marry. But I'm not defending this. I'm not defending this, but. It wasn't that long ago in America where it was fairly common for 14-year-olds to marry. I mean, let's just
fairly
be honest.
Fairly common, absolutely.
Certainly 15-year-olds. Certainly 15-year-olds, that was real common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
what changed?
That's the best question you asked all day, I think. What has changed in our society where it was obvious and 15-year-olds were responsible enough to get married and now, this is child abuse.
School. I got the answer. It's school.
Well, that's the answer to a lot of questions, isn't it? School. A cyborg. This is a weird story. A cyborg magician. Oh, anyway, about that story, I was going to say, everybody probably agrees that, maybe 12-year-olds shouldn't marry. So then they say, so the government comes down, okay, we're going to make a law, 12-year-olds cannot marry now. So now the government just intruded and the government's making decisions. So who's responsible? So the government, it's a gateway to more government control. That's how this has worked for 100 plus years. They get people vaccines, the same thing. They get, we don't want people to die. Well, nobody wants people to die. Well, the government's got to mandate vaccines then. You see, and they make this big leap. A cyborg magician explains why she implanted 26 microchips and magnets in her body. Did you hear about this?
No, I have not.
I've got you under my skin. While Frank Sinatra's crooning, I've Got You Under Skin, in a biohack conference. Just that word, biohack. This is a biohack conference? That's creepy, too. Could put it with this story out of Market Watch. This is a story from Market Watch. This isn't even like some fringe place. This is Market Watch. Silicon Valley's final frontier for mobile payments, the neoliberal takeover of the human body, quote unquote. To use your body for the payments, you will be the, you're already the surety for the debt. Now they're physically going to make you the surety for the debt. They're going to make it even deeper. And this morning, all the big tech companies are all up. Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook. Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, those are the quad companies of tyranny in this country.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse. They're all up this morning. Every one of them. Oh, my gosh. Is a dark ages disease the new American plague threat? Obviously, we talked about typhus. Los Angeles County, other parts of California, the city councilmen are saying it's illegal to use hoses to spray off the sidewalks. That's racist. And now they're saying, now they're finding that typhus carried by fleas is one thing. We knew about that. But now leprosy?
Yep.
Leprosy? Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
IBM study. Zero hedge. You think your world is not about to change? 120 million workers need to be reskilled due to AI, says IBM study. That's Watson. You know, Watson, they're going to make decisions for you. 120 million workers. How many people in America work right now? Isn't it like 157 million?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what? 85%?
Yep.
It's about 85% of the workforce.
Is that a secret code for extinguish?
Reskilled? Reeducated?
Yeah.
They didn't say reeducated. Temperature. Here's an odd story from Mike. That's not what it says, but that's, it's not a far leap with the way things are going. Temperatures in the Pacific Ocean have shot up to dangerous levels, and scientists are blaming a strange anomaly. What does that mean? It's being called the Pacific Marine.
Who took the temperature?
I think this is happening. I don't think they know why. Right now, there's a vast expanse of water stretching from northern Alaska all the way to southern California. I mean, is it Fukushima? Is Fukushima doing this? Is there an underground, volcano that's releasing? I mean, something is happening. In fact, in some spots, the water temperature is already as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit above normal.
How close to our continent is it? I know the military is doing military sonic booms under the water and releasing methane gas.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how close in this article, but it's off the coast. Now, did you hear about the sharks in South Africa, around Cape Town? The great whites, they can't hardly find any great whites anymore.
No food.
Well, that's what I'm guessing. And then off the coast of North Carolina and up to, was it Cape Cod, where all the seals aren't? The city council, in their wisdom, they thought that they should allow seals there. So now there's tons of seals. And what follows seals? Great white sharks.
Yeah, great whites. Yeah. Yes. They left that. Australia came here.
So they said, this is ridiculous. I'm leaving South Africa. I'll come up here. It's a lot easier. We'll go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric for dogs. Top 5 turmeric benefits for dogs. So there you go. Turmeric with dogs with cancer, with arthritis, dog cysts, dog wounds, turmeric for UTI. I would have to imagine turmeric, which is curcumin. That's one of our top selling things is curcumin. And that's on, you can sign up for auto ship on that. That is one of the best products we've ever sold is that curcumin. And dog cysts, dog arthritis. Let me read about the arthritis. You can also try using turmeric for arthritis in dogs. As with human arthritis, dog arthritis is a chronic condition with inflammation at its root. As a potent anti-inflammatory agent, turmeric is a top natural remedy for arthritis. There's a study that reveals, this is from 2014, that supplementing with turmeric was just as effective as ibuprofen. Yeah, and way less harmful on your liver and the rest of your body. Going into the rest of this year or rest of this month, is there, I mean, the stock market seems like it's rallying a little bit. I think they're probably going to do a little bounce on this. I don't. Do you have any thoughts on that? I'm switching subjects all over the place, but we got a couple minutes before the top of the before the break.
All I know is Davey B is out of the market. Out.
Your friend Davey B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that.
He is one of the wisest persons I know about the stock market.
He said that's it.
Not advice for anybody.
That's just what Davey B, your Freddie David,
that's
friend
what
Davey
Davey
B.
B said.
Now Davey B, his mother was the one that fled Austria, like the Von Trapps.
Austria, yeah, 104,
and still alive.
104 years old, and still going.
Wow, he says he's officially out. I'd like to. I got some emails over the weekend. I want to acknowledge them. Thank you. I love it when they get emails. Thank you so much for sending them. Sharon sent one, and she. Because I was lamenting how I said that on Friday about how America's dead or parts of America are dead and what have you. And she wrote a long letter. And come to find out, it is her birthday today. So we want to wish happy birthday, Sharon. We're not going to say how old she is. But let's just put it this way. If the cake got out of hand, there may be a small fire. Let's just put it that way. We'll just leave it at that. You may need a fire extinguisher to get it out if all the candles got loose on you. So it was her birthday. Didn't somebody else just have a birthday you were telling me about? Was it Judy?
No. I didn't.
I don't remember. Anyway, if you have a birthday wish for anybody, just
happy
let
birthday.
Us know. Happy birthday. Got about a minute or so for the break. There's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. America's pastor on the other side. You want to learn about 501c3, how to get out of it? We're going to talk to somebody who did, and many other things. America's pastor on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying